Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends, hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought. This week's Torah portion is Parshat Shoftim, and we always read Parshat Shoftim at the beginning of the month of Elul. And so the idea is, of course, that it says, Torah portion starts off, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chal sharecha. You should put guards and enforcers in all your gates. But interestingly enough, of course, this is talking to the Jewish people, but it says it in the singular, all your gates, talking to an individual. And so all the Hasidic masters jump on this and say, look, we know that the Torah is here to teach us, yes, things for the masses, things for the Jewish nation, but there's also a lesson for each individual at every time, in every place. And so they say, judges and enforcers you should put on your gates. What does it mean to say that? According to the Zohar, the great book of Kabbalah, there are seven gates that a person has in their face, right? What is a gate? It's where something travels through. Something can go in, something can come out, right? So you have the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, and the mouth. And so what it's telling us is to place judges and enforcers over there, right? What are we taking in? What are we giving forth? What are we putting out there in the world? And to be able to have a discerning eye about this, to be able to be discerning about this, use your mental capacity to clarify and refine what's going in, what's coming out. And then once we make a judgment call on whether or not this is something worthwhile to put out there or to allow into ourselves, so then to strengthen ourselves with it, right? To be strong and to enforce that judgment call, right? To do our best to have a clear judgment call without our own personal leanings and biases, and then to go ahead and put our heart into it. And so you see, it also is referring, it seems like it's also referring to the mind, to the brain, and to the heart, right? We make a discerning call based on, that's brain-oriented, and then we put our heart to emotionally back it up and to be forceful with backing up whatever it is that we've clarified about what's going in, what's going out, right? And so this is the idea. As we go and head into the month of Elul, this is always the first Torah portion that we read. Really, also, this particular verse we're talking about is the first verse of that Torah portion. So it's the first verse we're reading as a community as we head into Elul. And so we should take this message very deep, very strongly, that as we start to go on that path of hopefully returning to ourself and returning to our soul, the first thing to do is to have a look at what we're putting out there and what we're taking in there from the world, and to get discerning about it and get strong about our values and about what's true, and get strong with it and follow up on it in a real way. All right, my friends, hope this is meaningful. Hope you take something from it. Have an excellent day, and God willing, excellent month. Chodesh Tov.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.